there, lady. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
All right. So tonight, we'll be talking about
polyamory
and open relationship on What's the Tea with Teresa.
Teresa and
Michelle. All right. So, I'm not too familiar with the polyamorous. What about you, Michelle?
I've just heard it on a TV show, basically, where one of the ladies were saying that that's the lifestyle that she wanted to live. And she wanted the men in her life to also be okay with that. So it was basically having, you know, just different men, just, you know, not being in a monogamous type of relationship.
And what show was that?
Shaws of Sunset.
Okay. All right.
All right. So they have a few shows out there. They have Seeking Sister Wives and what's that show? The other show you were saying?
New Amsterdam actually has one of the people doing it. And then they also have a show on Showtime that's actually called Polyamorous.
Mm-hmm. They want to be in, have different sexual partners, you know, no relationship at all, and they want all their partners to feel the same way, you know.
Okay, so with that being said, it sounds like it's an open relationship,
mm-hmm. basically,
and they're just giving, they're giving consent, and they all want to live together and take care of each other's kids, and
yeah, that's what it is.
Well, basically, it's not even living together. I mean, it can be okay. It can be living together, but it also can be a, you know, a form of not living together as well. You just you know, just everyone you're with knows that you have different sexual relationships, and you know, they need to be okay with it, basically.
Right. Yeah. Now, so is polyamorous more focused on marriage? Because the show, that I was watching, the people were married. But when you're not married, I consider that to just be open relationship.
I don't think it has to have it. It don't have to have anything to do with it to be married or not.
Right.
Okay. Well, I know Willow Smith was on the Red Table Talk, and she was talking about it because she's, you know, one who is okay with that.
Yeah.
And she was saying it's just about loving who you want to love.
Exactly.
Who you want to be with, and not having any expectations on the person.
Exactly. Because
mm-hmm. most times when you're in a relationship with a person, a committed relationship, and it's monogamous, you don't want that person looking at nobody else. Mm-hmm. You don't want that person talking about nobody else, mm-hmm. being around nobody else, doing anything with that person that he could be doing with you.
Exactly.
But the polyamorous relationships,
that's different.
Yeah, they tend to be okay with sharing time.
They don't want any romantic connection. It's all about just, you know, being sexually in a sexual relationship with different people, you know, and being happy about it. Not, you know.
Because you think about
not it. Not being judged.
It's like this. Okay, you might have somebody that you like being with, you like spending time with, you like doing things with, but from a sexual standpoint, they suck. Basically, so you're gonna be like, okay, if we don't, let me just, you know, a lot of people like to be honest and just say straight up, you're not satisfying me sexually, but I love being around you, so therefore, what do you think about us going to somebody else, me going to somebody else to get what I need from that standpoint? Mm-hmm. But they have to understand, I think, in my opinion, if you do it, then you know they should be allowed to do it too.
That's right.
So if you ain't doing right with that person, then what makes you think you're gonna, I mean, I guess you could do it right with somebody else, but I don't know.
I think with the I think not having to deal with the drama of a relationship is a major thing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, excuse my language. I would say for myself, well, damn, then I might as well be in one of those type of relationships too. Because I don't want to deal with all that extra baggage and bull.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it because here lately, not lately, but if you notice, life is just, we have expectations of a certain type of person we want to be with. The expectations, we are just, it's not happening. You know, it's something about somebody that cannot, there's going to be something that you just say, I can't deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. But you know, at one point, I know we had said something like, okay, I need a gay dude to do this. I need a straight dude to do this. I need, you know, we need four different men just to do what we need to do. But then I think that it's possible to be in a relationship with somebody and you say to them, okay, let's have an open relationship. However, I'm your primary person. You know, when I want it, I better not be chose. You know, when I ask for it, I shouldn't have to be, oh, well, I'm with her. No, I'm your girl. I'm primary. You go be with them when I'm not available or something to that effect. But then I don't think that you should do it with that same person. I think I would have stipulations involved. I would be like, no, because you're going to catch feelings for that person. And I'm going to end up sitting here looking stupid.
It's either I'm going to be in a relationship and it's just us two. And we're going to have good communication and we're going to travel. We're going to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have so much in common. We don't have any drama.
Right.
You know, everybody has something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's limited.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be happy in it because I'm not going to have any drama because it, you know, you're not obligated to me. I'm not obligated to you. You can't tell me what to do. And I damn sure don't want to tell you what to
do. Yeah. So really it's really like, as people say, that to me is a friends with benefits.
Basically.
So that's what a lot of people do, but it is so hard.
I think with the polyamorous though, the man and the woman, they both love on the third person or the mm-hmm. fourth person or mm-hmm. the other couple.
Yeah, that's the way that show was.
Yeah, they all love each other.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's what like, that show was.
For me personally, I'm you know, I have a I can't do it because it's the jealousy inside of me
mm-hmm.
would not allow me to be able to love another person
right.
that's loving on someone that I'm loving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You feel like when they're with you, are they thinking about them? And that right. kind of situation.
Yeah, that's
tough. That's really
playground
tough.
Playground up in their mm-hmm. head be going and creating things. Like when they going out on a date, and you're at home, and if there's kids, you're at home with the kids, they out on a date, you're wondering, like, I wonder what they're doing, or,
yeah.
oh, no. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I said I couldn't, you know, this show was people were married, and I was like, no, I think when you say, I do, that means that's who you want to be with, supposed to be, as the freaking vows say, till death do us part, but it does say... through, you know, what is it? The actual words, through thick and thin or something like that, through sickness and in health.
Then you get married.
Yeah, I did. But like, that didn't work. But I think if we would have had our polyamorous relationship, then we probably still be together. But yeah. we're not. But I still couldn't see that happening. Because
why didn't you have a polyamorous relationship?
We didn't ever discuss it. And that wasn't even out there when
you know, back when That was all nothing. This extra stuff that's going on now.
Yeah.
Wasn't even, I'm not going to say it wasn't out there, yeah, but it wasn't out. In, it the was forefront. In the forefront. Right. Yeah. It wasn't it was in the forefront.
It was in the closet.
Because you think about it, our grandparents, our great grandparents, you know, they were married for what, 50, 60 years? You're going to tell me that during that whole time, grandma didn't know granddaddy was getting it in on somebody else? I'm sure he was. And she was like, as long as he's taking care of the house, the kids, give me a roof over my head, mm-hmm. I don't care what he's doing. And that's honestly what I think is coming back to, is people are saying, as long as he's doing this and doing that, I don't care. But I can't. I mean...
You say I can't.
If you're going to marry me, it should be me. You're telling me I'm the one. That's it. But mm-hmm. if you're dating somebody, you may have to do that. You may have to say, well, I love you. I like being around you. I like spending time with you. But you got to remember, if you're going on dates, you're setting it up to do more than just have, I thought open relationships was you go out when you want to have sex with somebody else. But if you want to take somebody out on a date, that's taking it to a whole different level, because that somebody going to catch feelings.
Well, an open relationship basically is you do have someone, either y'all live together or y'all don't live together, but y'all consider yourselves as a couple, but you can see other people. I think it's kind of stupid in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. you can as a couple share accounts together, do this together, own a home together, whatever, but y'all can see other people.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, that's the thing. How do you, like we just said, how do you keep your mindset from not thinking about, oh, he out with her or she out with him?
It's got to be something that's, that's just like me and this man, we both agree to keep our relationship and our friendship tight.
Mm-hmm.
We do things together. We love on each other. But we can go out and be with other people as mm-hmm. well. But we're agreeing with it.
Right. I think too.
But to me, if that's the case,
yeah,
then you as the man or the woman have to be open-minded to know that at any time that person could fall in love with someone else.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah.
To mm-hmm. do that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part of it, because I don't care what nobody say. That can be so stressful to sit and wonder about what that person is doing, you know?
But that's the people that's not really ready for the open relationship. Because I think open relationship is the same, but it's different than a polyamorous.
Yeah.
Because a polyamorous, all parties are involved in the feelings. But with the open relationship, you just open to go see other people.
Right. But you're in a relationship. You are in a relationship.
Right.
And a few people can get hurt out of that, because the person mm-hmm. that you're seeing on the side, they may develop, you know, strong feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're not leaving the person that you're with.
Right.
Because you have an agreement with that person. Mm-hmm. So the person that you're seeing on the side, feelings getting hurt. And then your feelings is growing for that person. So now you're feeling a bit hurt. And the person at home is feeling hurt, because your mind, body, and soul now is probably feeling for somebody else.
Yep. And if you think about it, mm-hmm. mental illness is up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get involved with that person who really likes you. And they be like, well, if you don't want to be with me, then I'm gonna show you won't be with nobody else.
Fatal attraction type.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they be stalking you and that girl or man leaving
a dead rabbit at your door.
Yeah, and you'd be like, what? And if you have kids, they could actually hurt your kids too. So that's the scary thing about it now is it really worth that? Because you don't know, somebody can snap. They can be great and then snap.
Mm-hmm.
because they'd be like, well, I love you. Why you can't just be with me? I don't want you to be with her no more. Or him no more.
Stalker.
Yeah. It can turn into a complete mess.
It really can.
So that's why I think, honestly, if someone was asked me what my thoughts about it is, one, if you're going to marry me, I'm it. You're not going to be going out here messing with nobody else. It's just that simple. Because I feel like adultery is adultery. And I already got enough stuff to beg God to forgive me for. I'm not trying to beg for that too. Secondly, if we're not married and we're dating, we know we like being around each other. I would have to say, if that's something that you're thinking about already, we would have to be together at least a year where we build in trust. Because trust is the first thing's got to happen. You got to have trust. And after a year, if you say, I think I want to have an open relationship. Okay, let's sit down and talk about it. Because there's going to be stipulations with it. You're not going to be messing with the same person two and three times. You can go out and do it one time. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. But don't let it be none of my friends or nobody I know. But just open. Remember, I'm going to do it too. And anybody that know me, I'm going to get down. So if you open to that, buddy, you better be ready because that man going to be hooked on my ass. I don't get that. So that's why I say, you sure you want to do that? Okay, I'm down with it. But here's the stipulation. You can't date nobody I know. You can only do it one time. There will be no freaking oral sex because you ain't bringing that back up in me. Period. None. And then go from there. But, and you're not going to, if I say I need it and you tell me you're too tired to do it, then we're going to have to rearrange things because it ain't going to work. I'll do it one time and see how it goes, but that's it.
Would you ever give a pass?
What do you mean a pass? To go do it?
Yeah, do you remember a few years back, what's that, Lil Wayne, ex-wife Toya? She was married to Memphis, and she gave him a pass
to go out.
To go cheat, yeah.
And then he get and he's been cheating on everybody. I guess. If that's the same one,
he opened the door to make it work.
That's been on them shows.
He just gave him a pass to make her feel better.
Yeah, gave him a pass, and he's been passing ever since.
But see, that's what an open relationship is. That is a pass.
Mm-hmm. You give them a pass
to do whatever they want to do. But I think that, again, that's where trust has to come into play. Because if that person is doing exactly what the outline says, I only have sex with this person one time, there's no way you're going to catch feelings if you only have it one time.
If you only have it one time.
Exactly.
Who's to say he only going to do it one time, though?
Well, that's where you got to build trust with them. And they have to know, if you see that you want to go back a second time, then go ahead and tell me straight up and we'll end it. We'll end our relationship.
How about, no need to even talk to me if you think I'm going to give you a pass, because we ain't doing all that. That is not going to be part of our relationship. Point, period, and blank.
No passes.
So that's even discussing any of that.
Well, for me, if I'm seeing somebody and we're not exclusive, no commitment, you do you, I do me. If we're exclusive,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we've committed ourselves as far as, okay, we're only going to see each other,
mm-hmm.
then that's what I'm going to expect.
Right.
Exactly.
But in the beginning, you know, you can't really dictate and tell nobody what they can do or what they can't do.
Exactly.
Even in a relationship,
yeah,
you can put all the rules you want to put out on the table, but that's not to say they're going to follow rules.
They're going to follow rules, right. You know,
people don't even follow the Ten Commandments. What makes you think they follow rules? So,
That's true.
Yeah, I think sometimes that goes to expectations. You know, you put all these rules out there,
mm-hmm.
and then you expecting them to follow the rules.
And it shouldn't be rules. Like, why is there even, what? There's a paper with rule number one, rule number two of a relationship? Then that's not a relationship.
It should be common sense.
Yeah, but
I mean, you should still have a conversation.
It's called respect.
Yeah.
Let's respect each other, love each other. You know what we want from out of each other. And that's just it. Communication, the biggest thing.
I think it would have to, let me see what the situation is. What's the situation? Because I can tell you right now, if you like,
what you're doing is you're setting boundaries. You're saying, okay, I'm okay with you going out and doing you. Mm-hmm. But if I find out you're seeing the same person over and over again, then I have to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you your freedom to go ahead and be with or do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. You're setting a boundary. It's not really a rule.
Yeah.
It's your boundary.
It's right. Your boundary. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're not, you can't expect them to follow it, but you put that out there. That's, you have to expect yourself to live by what you say.
Mm-hmm.
If the certain particular person doesn't, you know, live up to not your expectations, but if they do other than what your boundary has been set, then you have to have the strength to walk away.
To walk away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that could be hard. I mean, golly, that would be hard.
Well, how hard is it? Let's, you know, talk to us.
Because, I mean, if you really into somebody in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been hurt so many daggone times, I just can't. I don't know if my heart could take it again. That's why I say I know it could, but I don't want to put myself through that again.
And it says a monogamous relationship with just you and the other person.
Mm-hmm. Because I would hope that if you're with me, I'm the one that you want to be with. You don't want to be with such and such and such and such, because again, it's too much stuff out here right now. I don't. You can catch something and never have.
No cure.
Exactly. No cure.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you strapping up or whatever, you just never know. That's the whole point. You never know what you can get. And it's scary. That's the whole thing about it.
I'm not talking about that polyamorous no more, but just the monogamy part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm away from the whole physical aspect of it.
Yeah.
I'm more so, I need you to be able to mind fuck me.
Yeah. That's a good one.
To be able to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get on that. If you can get on that level, you know what I'm saying? Mesmerize my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else should flow.
Fall into place. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would think so.
Wait a minute. You sound as if,
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying, I can't put my business out there.
Well, Michelle, don't you want to hear the business?
No, I don't.
No, she don't. I mean, you can, we can be mentally, physically, but then
she's in a poly relationship. Not relationship, because the poly is not considered a relationship. She's a poly.
I don't know that.
She's a poly because of...
You're a poly.
Because
you love the other person that they love too.
But I'm
poly doesn't mean that though. No, that's not what poly means. Poly doesn't have anything to do with loving someone. It's just that you are having sexual, you know, not even romantic. It's just sexual relations. And everyone that you're with knows that you have different people and they are acceptable to it.
Then I'm not in a poly because I don't know if other people are involved. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I need you to stop assuming.
Yeah, so...
Well, if you're not if y'all haven't talked about a relationship and you know that they're out here, and you know that they're out here with other people, and they know that you're probably out there with other people, then you're a poly.
Hmm.
What is that polyamory? What is
it
that
says saying? Characterized by or involved in the practice of engaging in multiple romantic and typically sexual relationships with the consent of all the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
But what Michelle is saying is, if you know that you're not in a committed relationship with that person,
mm-hmm.
and you're free to see who you want to see, and they're free to see who they want to see,
then I'm a poly.
Right.
Yeah, because you're open, like it says, you're open to intimate relationships with more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
Dating as a polyamorous person means you're not looking for just one person to share a romantic or sexual connection with.
Oh.
But I
that's
am.
It in a nutshell. That's it.
I'm not trying to be with somebody who want to be with everybody else. I mean, honestly, my goal is not for that to happen. My goal is to say you the one. I don't want nobody else. But based off everything I've seen, that's 1 out of 1,000 men. Because all these men want more than one person. Do you know how many men have asked me, have you had a twosome or threesome?
Twosome? What the heck?
I mean, you know, with another girl.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm just like, really?
Why? But the thing is, we can't get the poly mixed up with the fact that the person do love, they know how to love, they want to love someone, but they're capable of loving, you know, they just feel as though they're capable of loving more than one. If they're looking at a relationship that's going to be a future for them, mm-hmm. that panics them. That gives them anxiety. They can't just be with one person.
Right. That's true. So what do? They got to cut that person off? That
No, they just deal with multiple people.
Mm. And a lot of times they just cheat. That's what we call cheating.
Exactly.
That's what we call cheating, yeah. when you and they don't tell you because they don't want to hurt you. Most times, if they just let you, some females are okay with it.
Yeah.
If you just tell me what the deal is, then I mean, at least you're giving me the option. But most times they just go out there and do them. And some females that do it too, go out there and do her.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the guy in the, you know, in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking it's only him when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the question is, are you polyamorous or monogamous, Teresa?
Why you gotta put me out there like that?
Well, the question is for all of us.
Mm. For me, right now I have to say monogamous, but...
And Michelle, are you polyamorous or monogamous?
Well, shit, I'm nothing right now.
That's funny. If you say right now, I think I'm monogamous, but I don't really know.
But I don't know. Sure. Well, for me, I think right now I am I might be with Michelle because I ain't seeing nobody. I'm not doing anything. I'm not seeing nobody. I'm monogamous.
I'm just here.
Sometimes that's the best way to be.
Monogamous.
To say I'm just here, shit.
Yeah. It's all about me right at the moment.
But then that's where you start to feel because you know me, I've been like that, and I feel lonely. And people say you need a companion. I don't. But the one thing I do want to say is I don't want a man to think that because I say I'm monogamous that I can't get nothing else. Do you see what I'm saying? Because some men will think, oh, she gonna keep talking to me because she can't find nobody else like me. if I really want to, you can find men out here. We just haven't been us have not really been searching like we could.
I ain't searching. I already told you that.
I mean, how many episodes we don't even go out places to find, or
how many episodes ago?
Because it's like people say, you can't find nobody in your house unless somebody come fix something in your house.
Teresa can
approach her in the
damn
gas station.
A man will approach you at a supermarket.
I had that happen, and the dude turned out to be.
at anywhere you go, you can be approached.
True.
Remember the Wawa man, Michelle?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that one was a knot.
What did he do?
Because he came over and he thought he could just have sex with me without a condom.
What?
First time. I was like, ew, you gotta go. That's what I said. You gotta go.
Oh my goodness.
We didn't even know each other that well. You gotta go. Michelle was laughing. I said, I told him to get the hell out.
Get out! Get out! You was telling him get out like that? You was screaming?
Yeah, I said, oh, you gotta go. I don't get down like that. I don't know you like that. Mm-mm. Gotta go.
Weirdo. It's a lot of weirdos out
there. It is. That's another scary thing, though. But a lot of people are doing polyamorous relationships. And it's just that simple. They like it.
Yeah. It's for, I think maybe a lot of the kids are doing it now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I think we got to get, this is going to be our next segment is, you know, these, and we're talking about relationships and, you know, be it poly or be it, you know, being in a monogamous, but it's like,
do the man know or do the woman know what the man is really doing or what the woman is really doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I look at the fact of what I just, you know, what I went through and how he used me and I didn't know any of the truth.
Right.
You know? And didn't have to go look for it because it came right, you know, smack me dead in the face, but still, here it is. You're out here doing whatever, and she's thinking that she just got happily married. You know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And you knew nothing, and she still don't know nothing, huh?
Well, I don't know what she know because I did it, but it's like, the thing is, I have been with you for so many amount of years, and here it is, this person comes right in and boom, but you're still trying to have something with me, and I don't know nothing about this other person whatsoever, and I'm quite sure she didn't know anything about me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating?
Oh, sorry, y'all. What's the tea?
Built up an appetite.
What's the tea?
That is hilarious. But yeah, it's like, honestly, that's why I said a lot of the times when we talking, we need to have a man's perspective on this. Because what does a man think about this? Honestly, because women have feelings. We are always strong in our feelings, always.
How about we do this? How about we do a part two next week,
mm-hmm.
and we bring the men on board?
Are we gonna have any men that want to do it?
Mm-hmm. I find some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Works for me.
We'll bring the men on and the men will let us know. Like, this is the deal. Y'all ladies, stop being stupid.
Yeah. They'll say, well, y'all gonna always be alone. I can hear you now. Y'all gonna always be alone.
They're gonna say, yeah. When we say no, just know that that's a lie.
They're gonna be like, they're gonna say, when we first start talking to you, we say we don't want a relationship, believe it.
Believe it, exactly. Don't think you can change me.
No, don't think you can change me. Yeah. Don't think that, oh, eventually I'm going to change my mind. That's not what's going to happen.
No, they will change their mind, but they'll change their mind for somebody else.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when they say, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, that doesn't mean that they're not looking for a relationship with anybody. It just means they're not looking for one with you.
With you, exactly.
Right. Yeah. So you can't force them to be in something with you that they don't want. And that's what females have to understand. Okay?
No comment.
You can't get upset and mad over something when somebody say, I do not want to be in a relationship.
They already told you they don't want you.
Straight up, I don't want you. I just
then cut it off. Why carry it on?
Dude had the nerve to send me a message as in saying, well, hey, you know, I would have been planning a future with you if I knew that you would have moved back where I am.
Oh, shut up.
Well, do your wife now that you just married know this? You know, wow. You sound stupid.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you dodged
that,
a bullet, baby. You dodged
exactly.
The bullet.
Sure dodged did. A nice old bullet.
Woo! Had you married him, then it would have been the other female that would have been like, look, she all taking pictures, her pictures all on Facebook and everything, and I done slept with him just the other day.
I would have been private investigator number one on that one. I would have said, wait.
I had to do a retake on that, like had to really read that again, like. You would have been planning a future with
you
were me.
Like, wait a minute. What?
If I would have moved back,
he better be happy that you are who you are. Because if that was some other female, they would have DM'd his
new wife.
Yes, they would have DM'd her like, look what your husband just sent me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chill. But they, I'm telling you, they some creeps.
I mean, honestly, it's like. Y'all talking about this whole situation and I'm trying not to put myself out there, but
please don't.
But it's hard when you get into them relationships and you got to break it off. It's hard. So that's the thing about it.
Well, baby, it's best just to be poly. Shit.
Yeah, we're going back to Polly.
Just call me Polly.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like a part of me says I'm cool with it, and a part of me says I'm not. But then again, I guess the guy needs to understand, like I said, if I'm doing it, you can best believe she gonna do it. And again, you sure you want somebody else to enjoy this? Because, I'm here to tell you.
Well, if you're already in a relationship and someone, your mate, suggests this, then I would just go ahead and dissolve that relationship altogether. Because to me, if we're already in a relationship and you're suggesting that, then that means that you no longer want to be with me.
Right.
That's the truth. I agree.
Yeah. But if you haven't even been in a relationship long, then honestly, it's like you're still looking for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's my point. You're still looking for somebody else because you feel like this person isn't the one for you. And so you keep looking and you keep looking. So what you're doing is you're setting the other person up to say, well, if that person's still looking, then I'm gonna keep looking. Because they're not dedicating themselves to you.
True.
Which honestly is polyamorous.
So So are we saying that a polyamorous relationship may be mentally better for some?
Yeah, mentally. Yeah. Yes. You have to know that it's out there.
Yep.
Okay. Well, ladies, it's that time.
Okay.
And we're going to shut this down until next Friday.
All right.
It's going to be all about what's the tea. And we're going to have some gentlemen on the line with us.
Mm-hmm.
Part two of open relationships / polyamorous.
Yeah.
Polyamorous. I got it right, Polly.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you later.
All right, you guys.
Bye-bye.